Sit. Look who's here.
Aw, Sit.
Jamie Kennedy, get your butt in here, man. It's been
way too
long since we've seen Jamie. How you
there
doing, man?
Hi, Jamie. Good to see you again, honey.
Good to see you.
Welcome.
Oh, good to see you again.
It's early in the morning, isn't it? Doesn't it suck?
Oh, man. Ugh.
And he's been in like the green room there for about a half hour.
He's a very professional man. He's here on time.
He heard me yell in the hallway, get the air conditioning fixed, I think. Did you hear me yell? Because the air conditioning was so hot in here, and I go, I didn't know you were in the green room, and I walk out the hallway, I go, could we get the effing air conditioning fixed? We have a guest coming in,
right.
And I see you're already in here.
You know when you're like, yeah, you got company
like,
coming, you're
yeah.
like, can we get this place ready?
It's pretty nice, though.
Pretty nice,
yeah,
huh?
It's not so crazy.
It was super hot. It's been super hot all morning, so we've been sleepy and feel like we're going to pass out. You know when it's warm, you're like,
Yeah.
It's a little scary.
Tired.
This show.
Oh, sit.
Is this the second season for this show?
Second cycle.
Okay, I saw the first
cycle.
Isn't
that weird in TV talk? They're like, we're going through the cycle, and it depends on how many cycles, and you're like, well, what's a cycle?
Yeah, it's kind of like reality does that. Like, you know, if it's a scripted show, like Two and a Half Men, you go 22, 23 episodes.
Right.
Usually, reality goes 10. So this is its second cycle. So we were on, I guess, last August through September, October. Now we're on now.
And when do you get the call that you've gone into second cycle?
We got that in November.
Oh.
And then we're in second cycle. Like so Top Model does cycles.
It's the strangest thing.
Cycles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they did cycles. I'd watch that show.
Top Model's on cycles.
Well, she's on her cycle.
Oh, she's on her cycle.
I thought you meant the other cycle.
Well,
me too.
They're on motorcycles and they're on their cycle right now. So it's just this rattling it out of them.
Thank God for those tampons. You can horseback ride, motorcycle ride the whole bit. Yeah. On fire.
So this show is a high octane.
Explain it, James.
Sounds like someone's reading the byline.
High octane cakewalk, right?
I mean, can I say what I really? I consider this is like musical chairs on bath salts.
That sounds awesome.
Well, it's crazy. People say it's like Wipeout. It's a mix. It's like you take a bunch of grown ups, hot girls, hot dudes. You put them in spandex onesies, and they put all these obstacles in that are very hard to get over. We put a bunch of lubricant on them so you slip, and then we put a band out there like Sean Kingston or Gene Wingmore or anyone else, and people run.
Have you tried the?
I can't.
Jamie.
No, I'm in the booth.
Even when no one's looking, we're like, I'm just curious how hard this is.
The water is...
He just wears a onesie.
I wear a onesie underneath. No, I like cappuccino and in the booth and comment on people falling down.
Yeah.
But it's really, the water is so cold that you really don't want to do the course. I mean, you got to be...
Is it kind of like roller derby-ish too, where people are really trying to take each other out? I mean, it seems like on the show Wipeout, there is like almost a courtesy factor where it's like, no, you go ahead and run across. No, you go ahead. Well, where it's like here it's more...
Yeah, here's what it is. And you know, what you're going to like about this and you too is that it's the only show where women and men compete with each other.
I like it. Let's go on this show.
And
I want to go on this show with
physical.
You.
Oh.
And women get like take out men take out women. It's pretty interesting. And I'll tell you who does good on it. Lingerie football leaguers,
mm-hmm.
roller derby girls,
mm-hmm.
and Asians. And
Asians.
I'm gonna tell you why. Asians, the slight skinny parkour Asians.
Like the American Ninja Warriors.
Yes.
All right.
So those are our three good players.
Now,
I don't know how that sounds.
After they get through the obstacles, they have to get on stage and then they sit in a chair. And so basically...
You got to go through the obstacles and then you go through the first race. There's five races. Then you go through a second race. It gets more than the third race. You have to cross bridges and then eventually you get rid of the bridges. You got to swim through the water. Then you're going to climb up a mountain, Chair Mountain, and there's things that pop out, flyer shoots. It's pure escapism, fun, like tune out, have fun.
But there was a chair involved, right?
At the top of the mountain, there is a chair.
I'm like,
yes.
Where does the musical chairs portion come
in?
The musical part's the band, and then the chair at the end. And then I saw the first cycle, I think, so I kind of understand the game. Where it's the end, if you sit in a chair, you're not guaranteed a victory if you actually find a chair, because it'd be like it's like a roulette thing after you sit in the chairs, right?
Well, let's say there's 10 contestants and 9 chairs.
All right.
So already one person's out for not getting a chair, and then another person gets eliminated for the lowest score.
Oh,
so that's
not
how
for sitting in the wrong chair.
No, there is no wrong chair.
Oh, I thought there was a wrong chair.
It's the lowest scoring chair.
Oh, okay.
So it still is like that. By the way, this is the most in-depth interview I've ever done about the show, which I love. I love that you're asking the questions.
Well, I mean,
we're just curious. What the hell is this about?
Is this your idea? Yeah. Is it something you came up with? It seems like something you came up with.
I would love it, but no, it was actually created by Dina and Richard and Phil Gurin, and those are the
so they come
producers.
To you one day. Your phone rings, and it's your agent, and he goes, "Hey, listen." This is, they're coming to you for this. This is a show they're doing. Did they show you a clip of what it would look like, or you just had to use your imagination?
This is, it's so funny you say this. So they had an animatronic, exactly what you're doing, like digital thing of like a man. Like, you ever see like those weird like computer animated things, like a guy with a, just like a stick man with a big circle head.
Yeah.
And he's running, and they're like, and the course is five races, and people are running, and what audience will cheer. And so my agent goes, go to this Starbucks down the street. It's right in Culver City, right by Sony. He goes, go there at 6 o'clock. Meet a producer. And they go, but you have to sign all these agreements, and then don't sign the last.
You're not going to talk about it.
Don't sign the last thing until end of your meeting. So I go in, I meet, the guy shows me the thing, and I go, okay. And I go, who's in it? He goes, I can't tell you. I go, well, how many episodes? He goes, I can't tell you. I say, well, how long is it guaranteed? I go, can't tell you. He goes, if you want the job, you gotta sign the paper before you finish your cappuccino. He's like, just jump in with me. And I was like, what? I'm like, I'm looking at an animatronic. But he's like, listen, I love you. We're going to have fun.
This is going to be fantastic.
And I did it. And that's how it started. But literally, it was like, because they were taking a chance. It wasn't a show that you could demo. You had to execute it.
Yeah.
And, so. I mean, actually build, I mean, the set. I mean, because there's a lot involved here.
Big set. It's the biggest set in California in terms of Sony has the biggest soundstage, and it's a sunken set with a pool, and it's a big production.
How do people get on, like fans of the show, if they're like, I totally want to go on that show, what do they do to go on the show?
You gotta go. I think you just go to CW.com or Google it, but there's tons, it's all interactive.
And you have a better chance if you're a lingerie model or an Asian lingerie model.
Or another one. Who else?
You have a better chance of winning. Better chance of getting on if you're a lingerie model.
Right. What about an Asian lingerie model?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh my God. Asian lingerie model.
Who does roller derby on the side?
Yes.
And
there you go.
Ninja.
That's a triple threat.
She's just going to win. And what is the prize at the end?
A trophy. No. We used to give an OSIT trophy, but that went away. You can win. You can win up to $50,000.
All right.
But no one's won that yet. I think a guy took home $33,000. Not bad.
How can nobody win that?
You can, but you have to like hit every obstacle. You got to be quick in your races. You can't get penalized.
When the guy was pitching you at the Starbucks in Culver City, did he say, and chances are no one's ever going to win the 50G? We'll never even have to give him any money. This is the beauty of the show.
Yeah, all the money would go to you, Jamie.
Most people will get his AK. Well, I didn't even know how much people won.
And a lifetime of embarrassment.
Right.
Because it is embarrassing, right? I mean, obviously, if you're out there sliding, I mean, that's the funny part. Like, watching people slip on ice is hilarious. So this is pretty much manufactured slipping on ice.
It kind of, but we should make it even crazier. But, I mean, we take, you know, the game is like half funny, half serious. But people take it seriously.
Do you ever have to tell people, like, if a chick shows up and you're like, you're going to have a wardrobe malfunction, as they say. You're like, you should probably, that's not a good top for what you're about to do. Or do you encourage?
There's a standard gear, right?
Yeah, they're pretty tucked in. Okay. Although we got retweeted this weekend by the great porn star Sophie D, and she had said that if she had done this show, she might have had a boob pop. And I started thinking like that. Yeah, I'm surprised we didn't have more of that because the game gets rough.
Was there any injuries? I mean, anybody?
Ankles.
Oh, a lot of twisted ankles.
Yeah, ankles twist a lot. Knees. People. A lot of throwing up.
Throwing up.
It's an exertion thing.
You run. Well, you run, and then you're already tired, and you get in the cold, and you get out.
And your lungs are burning.
Yeah.
Has it ever been like somebody that's like the first obstacle, they're already vomiting, you're like, come on, seriously. You're that out of shape?
What made you think you
were doing
the
show? They get to the wall, and
people quit. They'll just
quit.
Yeah, a lady fell, and she's like, I can't do this.
Quitting and crying? Have you dealt with crying?
Hyperventilating that turns into crying.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know, it starts just heavy breathing and becomes.
It's all your emotions that are going.
Any chance of the Jamie Kennedy experiment coming back? Yeah. I loved that show. I think you were great.
Thank you.
That was your idea, right?
That was me. Jamie Kennedy experiment. thought up by.
He took himself to a Starbucks.
What
do I call this?
He had animation, very crude animation.
He met his own agent, which was him. Which he did
me.
That one time.
I know, right?
That's so great.
Yeah. I
met with himself.
I know. I'm on the CW, which was the original WB. So who knows? I mean, I'm talking about it. I mean, everything's old is new again.
That is true.
I think I liked it when you were the yoga instructor with the long hair.
Oh, you liked that one?
Yeah, that was one that stands out in my mind when I was watching that show.
That was a. Did you know that one?
The hidden camera was the yoga. Was it yoga? Right.
I was yoga, and I came in, and I was teaching a yoga class, and then there was a lot of noise out there, so I screamed like it cursed a lot to tell the people to shut up, and then all these big construction workers came in and said, "Who said this?" And I just kept saying him.
Pointing at other people dog. In the class.
People are like, no, they're like doing like chakras.
Namaste.
Jamie, I know you got to get out of here. Thank you so much for coming in. Anytime you want to come back and promote anything, just hang out with us.
Oh, sit.
I'd love to stay next time longer. I apologize.
No worries. Sit, Mondays, 8 p.m. on the CW. Check it out. We'll be right back. Thank you, Jamie. We are Heidi
Thank
and Frank.
You.
That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.